This is Mark Gabrish Conlon, editor-publisher of Zenger's News Magazine, welcoming you to another program in the series Zenger's on the Air, based on the stories and issues covered in Zenger's News Magazine. Big Brother is testing you. Big Brother is sending out mobile test vans to certain census tracts in Hillcrest, Normal Heights, and other neighborhoods in the 92103 and 92104 zip codes to knock on people's doors and present them with a then-and-there demand that they take an HIV antibody test. That's what Dr. Susan Little of the Antiviral Research Center, ARC, at the University of California at San Diego, UCSD Medical Center, came to the Hillcrest Town Council on May 10th to announce a new, stunningly intrusive and threatening program called Lead the Way, designed essentially to force everyone between the ages of 18 and 64 in the 92103 and 92104 zip codes, the parts of San Diego with the greatest concentration of queer residents, to take the HIV antibody test and go on immediate, quote, treatment, unquote, with anti-HIV medications if they test positive. The program Dr. Little outlined was so broad and its scope so sweeping that even before she was finished, I had renamed it in my head, Big Brother is Testing You. It uses most of the familiar tactics of the AIDS establishment, engendering guilt, shame, and fear in people who don't go with the program, aggressive propaganda, and unscrupulous marketing, along with some new wrinkles. The first step in the program was a series of teaser ads on bus shelters. Why do these people always target bus shelters? Are they just available and cheap, or do they figure people who take buses in the U.S. are poor and therefore less educated and more gullible? The ads asked the question, I would you? And encouraged people to visit a website called leadthewaysd.org. The second step was to set up a testing office at the corner of Park and University, which opened May 11th, the day after Dr. Little spoke at the Hillcrest Town Council. The third step was to post, both on the bus shelters and on the website, the photos of what Dr. Little called
role models within the community. So we've selected, at our choice, representatives from all walks of life. They must live in 921-0304 or have a commercial or business of some sort. They must be a leader within this community. And those individuals will be featured.
In an example of surrealistically bad marketing, the first person ARC picked as their community role model to encourage HIV antibody testing was Father Joe Carroll, a venerable Roman Catholic priest who's achieved both fame and controversy as one of the few people in San Diego who's actually reached out to help homeless people, but whose programs are based on the principle that what they need to get off the streets is quasi-militaristic discipline and regimentation. But it's the fourth step in the Lead the Way program that takes it beyond just another annoying self-promotion from the AIDS establishment and puts it in the realm of Big Brother. Dr. Little and her staff will be sending out mobile testing vans and having people go door to door in randomly selected census tracts in Hillcrest and North Park to offer on-the-spot tests.
Now, people always kind of recoil at that. The reason we're trying to do door-to-door testing is that if we put banners up everywhere and advertise and bring people in to test, we will, I think predictably, bring in people who are already believers in the importance of HIV testing. We're actually very interested in getting feedback from people who don't want to test. If we can learn why people don't want to test, then hopefully we can improve the way in which testing is marketed to general communities. So one of the things we're doing is, just like the census workers, we're picking census blocks at random so that the likelihood of any one individual being selected in their residence is predictably, we can model the predictability of that person being selected and generalize it to the entire community. And again, the goal is to walk around the census block and try and approach every residential household in that region and simply ask people to answer our questions, and then if they want, they can have the HIV test. We're using our early test algorithm. We will have a mobile van that travels with us so people can be tested in their homes, in the van, etc. And again, this will all be done confidentially.
There's a cheery little button called Say Hi, all lowercase letters, on the leadthewaysd.org website promoting the mobile test program. They've already set up a testing area in Old Town, and at press time are scheduled for two others, in Normal Heights between Elkhorn Boulevard and Meade Avenue east-west, and Wilson Avenue and 36th Street north-south, and in the heart of Hillcrest between Robinson and Pennsylvania east-west and 6th and 7th Avenues north-south. "We will be trying to visit everyone in this area to ask you to lead the way," says their website in that annoying combination of infantilism and chipperness with which medical marketers usually address their target audiences. And Dr. Little's objective for the program shows the kind of megalomania often associated with the AIDS establishment in particular.
"Because the goal is that we would identify people who are infected and link them into care so that we can A, reduce transmission in this community, and B, we're trying to make this part of a multi-year project. There is, at least theoretically, the possibility that if we could test an entire community and provide access to treatment for those who were infected, we could reduce the rate of new transmissions potentially to zero."
It should be noted that though Dr. Little talks about a multi-year project, her current grant is only for 1 year. But the biggest problem with Lead the Way is that it's based on lies. Some of them are the standard lies the AIDS establishment has been putting out for years, including the basis of the test itself. The standard test does not measure live infectious virus. Instead, it tests for antibody reactions to the 9 proteins that, together, are presumed to make up HIV, though they're also found in normal human bodies. That's why Dr. Little is wrong when she says, as she did twice in the clip you just heard, that a positive antibody test means you are, quote, infected, unquote. It doesn't. For virtually all viral infections, antibodies mean immunity. They mean you've been exposed to the germ and, lucky you, have developed resistance against it. That's why doctors urge you to vaccinate. By giving you something similar to the germ they're vaccinating against, vaccines are supposed to teach your immune system to make antibodies that will protect you if you then encounter the real deal. For some viruses, notably herpes class viruses, antibodies don't always mean permanent immunity. Age, stress, or other factors can weaken the immune response antibodies provide, which is why there's currently a campaign to get older people to vaccinate against shingles, which are caused by the same herpes class virus that causes chickenpox. So if you had chickenpox as a kid, you're likely to get shingles as an older person. But there is no, repeat, no virus other than HIV for which the medical establishment says not only that antibodies don't always mean immunity, but quite the opposite. Once you test antibody positive, you're told it's only a matter of time before you will get AIDS and will die prematurely, unless you start highly toxic drug regimens that in the real world, as opposed to the fantasies of the AIDS establishment, are likely as not to speed your death by trashing your liver and or screwing up your digestive system. What's more, there are over 60 documented causes of false positive results on the HIV antibody test, including hepatitis, herpes, lupus, malaria, and flu. In Britain, they warn you not to take the HIV antibody test for a week after having had a flu shot, lest the flu antibodies cross-react with the test and create a false positive. Alas, they don't tell people that here. You can also test false positive if you're pregnant, and the more often you've been pregnant before, the more likely a new pregnancy is to trigger the test and make it read positive. And the early and rapid tests UCSD is using in Lead the Way, so they can hand out results immediately, are, according to their manufacturer's website, 10 times as likely to generate false positives as the tests for which you have to wait a week for the results. Dr. Little told HTC that they're going to guard against the possibility of a false positive antibody test by offering people another test.
"Anyone who tests negative, we will ask them, would you agree to the next test, which is the what we call NAT, nucleic acid test. That detects virus."
It does not. The NAT detects exactly what its name says it detects, the nucleic acids, either RNA or DNA, that supposedly make up HIV's genetic core. There's no way of knowing whether those nucleic acids are part of intact infectious HIV, or whether they're genetic flotsam and jetsam floating around in the bloodstream. What's more, if you, quote, pass, unquote, the NAT, and they find what they think is HIV genetic material, they're going to measure the progress of your infection with something called the viral load test, based on a technology called polymerase chain reaction, or PCR. That's supposed to tell you how many HIVs are swimming around in your blood. But Carrie Mullis, PhD, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for inventing the PCR, says it can't do any such thing. There are still more lies behind Lead the Way. Dr. Little told the HTC that there was no intention to target the queer community by picking the 92103 and 92104 zip codes for her study area. "We are not targeting anyone," she said. "We are specifically not even asking about risk." She said the reason they picked the parts of San Diego with the biggest queer populations was,
"If you're going to try and demonstrate an effect, proof of principle, many people would start with that group that stands to benefit the most. So yes, we could do this experiment in North County among a predominantly heterosexual population. The HIV rates would be very low, and so demonstrating a reduction would be very hard. Also, getting the buy-in of the community, I think, would be very hard, because the vast majority of people would say, doesn't affect me. What we're trying to do is engage a community that is affected by HIV, gay, straight, injection drug, I don't care, and get everybody to come together and say, if we have the opportunity to reduce HIV in our community, we want to show that it can be done without a vaccine."
But they're not targeting anybody. Yeah, right. Dr. Little also made a big deal out of the confidentiality of the tests. She said that both the questionnaires administered on the Lead the Way website, as part of the door-to-door campaign, they'll be loaning people iPads on which to fill them out, and the tests themselves will be, quote, encrypted and locked, unquote, and that blood draws from the test won't be labeled with people's names, just identifying numbers. But according to Matt Potter of the San Diego Reader, that's the same promise she made the last time ARC did a major testing study, and she broke it. According to Potter's Under the Radar column in the June 2nd Reader, Dr. Little announced a study in November 2007 offering, quote, free and confidential HIV testing, unquote, to people who might have recently been exposed to the virus. It may have been free, but it certainly wasn't confidential. Both the federal government and Dr. Little's bosses at UCSD investigated and found that every single sample from that study sent out to a private lab for testing went out with the patient's name and address attached. There was, said UCSD's internal audit, 100% non-compliance with Dr. Little's promise of test confidentiality. As a result, UCSD essentially put her on probation, stating that for the next 2 years they would, quote, conduct random audits of all active research protocols, unquote, she was running, quote, for compliance with approved procedures and all aspects of managing patient confidentiality, unquote. So Lead the Way is revealed as the brainchild of a megalomaniacal researcher with a history of breaking patient confidentiality, who's asking us to trust her as she sends out staff members with test kits in vans to go door-to-door to shame people into taking a test for which a positive result, accurate or not, can stigmatize them forever and screw up their chances of employment, relationships, and proper health care. Would I take an HIV antibody test offered by Dr. Susan Little and her minions? I sure as hell wouldn't, and I hope everybody listening to this decides they wouldn't either. For more information on Zenger's News Magazine, write us at P.O. Box 50134, San Diego, CA 92165, call 619-688-1886, or visit us at our website, http://zengersmag.blogspot.com. You can subscribe to Zenger's Magazine by sending $25 for 1 year to Zenger's News Magazine, P.O. Box 50134, San Diego, CA 92165. Thank you for listening. Bye.